Power naps, if done correctly, are very beneficial. So when I say done correctly, I mean that we set an alarm for no more than 20 to 30 minutes. Some people say as little as 15, but I would say it could be 20 to 30 minutes. Knowing that you're not, the purpose is not to get into a deep sleep, but to just slow down, let our body and brain do what it can to just relax for a moment. Same thing, turn the electronics off. You can set an alarm, but not have phones ringing. And being cool and in a comfortable place.
What about shift workers, people who work that overnight shift or work odd hours on different days? Is it best to get a piece of sleep here and a piece of sleep there, or to sleep in one big chunk?
It's good if a person can experiment to see how they feel doing both. So that's where a sleep diary can come in handy. So if you're a shift worker or, you know, working, you know, those shifts that are when most people are sleeping, experiment with having a big chunk of sleep and getting additional sleep elsewhere if needed, or doing it in the chunks. Keep a diary, see how you feel after you do both of those, and above all, talk to your doctor about it.
So a diary meaning every day you write down what you're doing as far as sleep?
Right. So you could even take as little as 3 days if you needed to write down what time you went to sleep, how long you think it took for you to fall asleep, if you woke up in the middle of the night, how you were feeling during the night, what time you woke up, how you were feeling when you woke up, and in general, how you felt during the next day.
What about those new fitness trackers?
Those new fitness trackers are really good to bring awareness to our general sleep patterns. They're obviously not as sophisticated as if you go and have a sleep study done, but they do a great job in showing you in general how long before you took to fall asleep, the number of times that you were restless, which is normal. Our bodies, we naturally shift during the night.